Shirley Bassey has been belting out hits for half a century. Kiss Me, Honey Honey, Big Spender, and of course, title themes for Bond, James Bond.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch.
Dame Shirley Bassey, the diva from Wales, celebrated her 70th birthday last year by releasing a new CD. That's the way to celebrate. It's called Get the Party Started. It broke the top 40 charts in the United Kingdom. The CD makes its U.S. debut this week. Dame Shirley Bassey joins us from our studios in London. How nice to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you for inviting me. Nice to talk to you, Scott.
And happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The title track of your CD is a cover of the hit recorded, I guess, in 2001 by the American singer Pink.
Pink, yes, yeah.
Well, let's hear just a little.
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy in my Mercedes-Benz.
Now, how did you come across this song by Pink, and what reached out to you, made you decide to record it?
Well, I was coaxed into it by a couple of rock chicks who thought they would make me a rock chick by by doing this number. You know?
Who were the couple of rock chicks? Were they people
well,
who were for you?
It was Bea, Catherine, actually, yeah. And Nikki. Mm-hmm. And they have a rock group called Never the Bride. Mm-hmm. So they're determined to turn me into a rock chick. And they wrote a song for me called The Living Tree, which was a sensational song. I loved
that,
it.
That's on this album? Mm.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Does it make you feel good 'cause you own me? Does it take your puppet strings to hold me? How I ache as you're trying to control me.
And so did they, I'm trying to figure out what appeal they made to you. Did they say, Dame Shirley, you've got to try this kind of music, we think you've got?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, they did, and I thought, well, maybe they've got a good idea here, you know. I could do with a change, but I didn't know it was going to be that much of a change. And anyway, I enjoyed doing the album with them, and the single was just great fun, especially at Glastonbury, the music festival. You know, it's a rock festival, and I don't know what I was doing in there, actually. I told you these girls are determined to make me a rock chick.
And have they told you what they like about your way with music?
Yes, the voice, it, you know, the range of the voice and it impresses them very much. So they think that I could do it. Everything. They'll have me doing opera next.
Well, I'd like to hear that myself.
I would too.
You'd be quite good at that. You grew up in Wales. So may I ask, what kind of music did you grow up listening to and singing in Wales?
Judy Garland, I grew up listening to, because my brother was a big fan. So he bought Judy Garland records and Billy Eckstein. And sometimes we would do duets. He would naturally be Billy Eckstein, and I would be Judy Garland or Sarah Vaughan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it turned out that she was my idol, and we became mates. She was great to be with.
Great sense of humor.
Great fun, yes. Yeah, yeah. Wonderful.
And she loved coming to London, didn't she?
She did. She loved London so yeah. much.
So if I were to say to you, clang, 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 went the trolley.
Trolley. Ding, 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 went the bell.
When
boom, 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 went my heart.
Zing, 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 went my heart, yeah.
Oh, zing, zing.
Yeah. When you met, she knew who you were.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Yes, definitely. And she brought Liza one day to see me at the Talk of the Town here in London.
Yeah.
And Liza was in pigtails. She was like 14 years old. And she said, I told you I'd bring you to see the greatest singer in the world. That just knocked me out.
You return on this album to what we think of as Dame Shirley Bassey classics. And let's listen to this recording now, reworking, if you please, of Kiss Me, Honey, Honey.
You kiss the world, my lips begin to burn. And I can tell I've got a lot to learn. So hold me close and darling, show me how. Closer, closer now. Kiss me.
Now, when did you first hear this song?
Oh, gosh, donkey's years ago. somebody wrote it for me and sent it to me, and I recorded it, and that was it.
Yeah. And how has it changed over the years?
It hasn't, really. We've tried to do different arrangements to it, you know, different beats, but it we keep to the old sound.
We've never played this little game. If you relax, then you'll enjoy it more. Just settle down and let me teach you how. Closer, closer now. Kiss me, honey, honey, kiss me.
I have to ask you about Big Spender.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. I love performing it. It's camp.
Well, it's a great song, and I have never heard it quite performed like this.
You walked in the joint. I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I'd have popped my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender.
Ah. I like that.
I like that too. I like that. And
may I ask, how did you become part of the Goldfinger franchise?
I was touring with John Barry, who wrote the music for.
He wrote the themes for several.
Yes, films. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was touring with him, doing a concert tour mm-hmm. around the country. And one day he said to me, "I've written this music for the new Bond song." Goldfinger, but there are no words. And I said, well, how can I say, you know, I'm a singer of words. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, just listen to the music. So I listened mm-hmm. for the first time. I broke a rule. If there were no words, and I'm sorry, I don't listen. But I did listen, and I just heard da 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 da. And I got goose pimples. And I said, I don't care what the words are, I'll do the song.
This heart is cold. He loves only gold.
What's better about being 70 than being 50 or 30?
Well, I suppose you don't have to make so many efforts. You can pick and choose. You can suddenly say to your manager, go to hell, I'm not doing that. You know. Whereas before I used to be led by the collar, you know.
Yeah.
But now I have a say, which is wonderful.
Do you have some friends that you've made over the years in show business and out that you miss at this point in your life?
Not really. But the few friends I had from the beginning, they're spread around the world. You know, they live in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. So I suppose now, as I'm getting on, I'll start to miss the friendships that I should have kept up with. It's sad. I'm going to be a lonely old woman.
I was waiting for the laugh.
Did you think that was for real?
For half a second, but then I realized this is Dame Shirley Bassey. old never and lonely, absolutely never.
I have to recover.
I understand. I want to respect that.
Play a song.
what song would you like to direct us to?
I Will Survive.
At first
Dame Shirley?
Oh, I was enjoying. I was dancing away then.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll put it back up. Sorry. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. Dame Shirley, it's just been a pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Scott. I wish I could see you.
Well,
you're hiding somewhere.
I'm right on the other side of the radio is what we like to say.
it was fun. And thank you for playing my songs. Thank you very much.
Speaking with us from London about her new album, Get the Party Started, Dame Shirley Bassey. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with the And there are songs from Dame Shirley Bassey's new CD on our website, plus concert and interviews with hundreds of other musicians, although not all of them as charming as that one, at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. No, we love them all, don't we? This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.